You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome to this new edition of Wig Hackers Podcast with your host, Daniel Coy. Thank you. Tonight, we are talking about, or today, whenever you're listening to this short, brief, to the point podcast, is hiring staff. I think I've had, three, four, five of these, and it just still does not get any better. As if you don't know, I like to do some gigs that I need to hire other people. I can't do it all, and I need other people to work for me. I pay them. I make no money, but I pay them to make sure they're happy, healthy, all this crap. You know, make them some money, you know, a couple bucks, cash, you know. I take all the fucking things and make it happen in my life. When it's all good. So I'm interviewing people and I get people who are, oh, well, I could never work for that much. And who? I'm not cheap, you know, and I'm not the world's most, you know, biggest, you know, financier, but like, hey, I don't know you. I know I'm cattle calling all the socials, you know, but like, I still need to know your work. You know, it's a lot of work vetting these people, like going through and doing, like, it's a lot of work for 23 people. That's a lot of work. And then to make sure that they're at my standard, because y'all got to do work how I do work. Because I'm the one who got hired to do the gig. Oh, so that's where we're at. And I can only babysit. And I say that ever so gently. Because some people, I don't need to. Some people, just go do your thing. You're cool. Thanks. Okay. Others, the hand-holding. I never understood. If you're given, given inspiration photos, and you're a creative person, you should be able to recreate them or use those and do your own twist. Well, hopefully it'll happen. Because that's really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for competent people to do the jobs correctly and then hopefully good enough so that I hire you again. And then if you're union, I'll bring you on some of my other shows. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's this whole thing. And, you know, salon world compared to entertainment, TV, film, movie, totally different. I understand. You know, there's someone who got recommended and they told me their resume before any, 7-time award recipient of the National Hair League. I'm like, oh, that's great. That's awesome. Yay. It's a ponytail. Great. Awesome. I don't care. And then the question. If I get any more questions, I'm like, here's the photos. Here it is. This is it. This is it. Maybe 10 people. Make it happen. Thank you. Smile and nod. What's your Venmo? I'm going to send you money. I make nothing on them. When I say nothing, nada. I'm paying these places to be there. It's really depressing. So, you know, I've never, if I ask to work with someone, it's because I want to work with them. Or if I take the job, it's because I want to work with these people. It's, you know, it's for me, I yes, money does play a part, but it's not like the end all be all. I had one gentleman be like, oh yes, and what does that cover? It's covering me not using you. Okay, Because right now, you should be working for free. If you're going to, like, just answer me. And, like, I... Because if you're looking for work on Facebook or Instagram or social media, y'all, okay, you have nothing booked that day. You're a freelancer and you got nothing booked that day. All right? If you were in my first round of people who've done projects with me before, ooh, this is a heated one. I'm sorry, guys. I'm heated, Danny. I'm so heated tonight. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I've been getting screwed over royally every which way. Like, even if we go to, like, let's just say a full-time job, like my full-time job, you know, doing this TV show, department heading, I'm getting you minimum 12K a month, right? I think that is a beautiful amount of money for anyone. I don't care who you are. I don't care. I'm offering you that job. My ass should be rosy. If I want things done a certain way, guess what? They should be done that way. That's it. That is it. If I go on someone else's job and they give me the job and, you know, I take the job, how would you want it? Do you want it done with one foot standing up, or would you like two? Would you like me to do it? Do you want to do it and I just watch it? How do you want me to do it? So I'm just very irked. Very irked. So, you know, and it is finding my team and finding the people who jive with me, which, as the world is showing me, is less and less and less a day. So, yeah, you know, it's a tough one. You know, there are great people out there. There really are. I have a handful of people are like my go-to. You know, your go-tos are hopefully as busy as you are. So it's very hard to work like that. But it's fine. Like, it'll be great. So frustrating. You know, and I'm at the point where I'm tired of teaching. I don't want to train someone fresh from beauty school. I need someone with some knowledge and some respect for the craft, where they're not, you know, being cuckoo bananas in front of anyone who's any, like, from a producer, from a boss, to someone who, like my bosses who hire me to do things, to executive producers, to, I don't even care, to the wrangler of the kid because we have a kid on set. I don't care who. Ooh, no one. Everything should be referred to me. That's it. You have questions? Hi, I'm right here. You just let me know. I'll be happy to answer. And then you're going to do it my way. It's so difficult. You know, and I think I'm a people person. That's why I spend so much time alone. So I can handle and deal with these people. I'm sacrificing my life. So I am alone, so that when I am with all these people who really get on my bad side, I'm cool. I'm good. I got you. All right. You're going to throw away a job that's $2,000 to $3,000 a week. Okay. Cool. Peace out. No problem. Okay. Next. Okay. Yep. I need you two people. Uno, dos. Okay. Two people get their hair looking a hot mess, actually, because one can't be too pretty. So if you could get them done, be great. Oh, if you could just watch my ponytail, so I can go do all the paperwork that you don't want to do. If you could just do that for me, that'd be great. Just watch her. She's very sweet. She's very loving, you know, and, you know, she'll take it out, put it back in. There you go. Well, that can't happen. So I can't get my work done because you're not doing your job either. So I'm attracting something. From what I've been told, it is my lack of something, whatever I'm lacking, that's what I'm getting. I'm going to try to fix it, hopefully Friday, with a little Reiki healing and some yoga. But we're gonna try to figure this shit out, because I need a team. I'm already at the point where I could have a full-time assistant just getting everything done and organized for me. compared to like my whole social media team and my marketing team I have now, and like my third book. I know, isn't that freaking crazy? My third book coming out, you know, and from my wig line that I'm trying to make happen. It's a lot of things, you know, and yes, a lot of money is being put into all of this. You know, I have a lot of money out and still owed to people, which of course I want to pay them back. Like, it's just not now. Just not now. Just not now. This is not the time. We're in the incubation, right? That stage. So, you know, I just can't understand. Oh, it's so, I'm a little overwhelmed, but my pills, they're kicking. Ever so gently, they are kicking in, and I am literally on a rant, but that's okay. You know, that's what these are. These are my rants, because y'all don't give me no topics to talk about, even though I just posted one on Facebook. So please reply. I would love to have some different content, but this is just what's going on in my life and the stress that I have, you know, and I'm on vacation right now. This is me like being able to deal with all the things that have been bottled up in me. This is me being like, ooh, let's look at some of this shit that I'm just corked up. I would never, never in my life, even one day, someone asks me one day, I am there 100%. If that means come early, come late, leave early, leave late, stay all day, clean the trailer, whatever. You have me at your service. And I never understood. You know, you can't do a timesheet? Really? Too much. Too much. So your worth is not more than what you're giving. And I always like to overgive so that everyone can be surprised. You know, overdeliver. You know, underpromise, overdeliver, and people tend to hire you again and again and again. And then hopefully by that, I will get some working friends that I can work with. Or acquaintances. I don't even need to be fucking friends at this point. They can just be acquaintances who come in, I know who do their job, get their money, and go home. But even that's hard. I don't know. And I want a team. I want a team so we can all go win our Emmys, go win our Oscars. We all, you know, everybody gets vested in the union. And like, I got my team that I know that we can get some amazing things going on. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me rant today. This was a pure rant. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter and all the social media. And make sure you share this podcast with like one friend, just one or two, maybe three, you know, sign up. New stuff, new content. Well, I don't know if it's new. It's more deep. It's more aggressive. But, you know, it is what it is. So I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my hairdressing heart. And I can't wait for the next one. So until next time, train your bushy. Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair, because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history, Just Ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.